USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. official confirms Iran shooting down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the drone was taken out in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. That contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace at the time. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
It's, you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
A Sacramento police officer loses her life in the line of duty, responding to a domestic disturbance call last night. Officer Tara O'Sullivan shot while the other officers were helping a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Deputy Police Chief Dave Poletta.
There are no words to convey the depth of sadness we feel or how heartbroken we are for our family of our young, brave officer.
The shooter kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in a yard. She was later pronounced dead at a hospital. That man held police at bay then for 8 hours before he finally surrendered. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who want to come here illegally. He suggests Democrats are to blame for an uptick in illegal immigrants entering the country. The Labor Department says around 216,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 6,000 fewer than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The FDA is urging e-cigarette makers to look into safety issues after a Nevada teen broke his jaw from an exploding vape pen. The incident happened last year, knocking out several of the teenager's teeth, and at least two deaths are blamed on e-cigarette explosions in the United States. The FDA says e-cigarettes explode when the lithium-ion battery inside a vape pen overheats. There's a new Connecticut lawsuit over transgender students in school sports programs. That story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls, who are still physically boys, to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions.
And authorities often warn against it, but officials in Riviera Beach, Florida, are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data last month. That happened when employees clicked on malicious emails opening the door to the hackers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.